I call this meeting to order on Monday, September 22nd, 2025 at 8:34 a.m. in person in the Frankie Pseudo Papa President's Conference Room, as well as over Teams. Moving on to line item 2, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, Niue, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to line item 3, roll call. Programmer Alboron.
Present.
Programmer Barrera.
Present.
Programmer DeForno. Present over Teams. Programmer Gomez. Absence excused. Programmer Cardonis. Absence excused. Programmer Lockwood.
Present.
Programmer Price.
Present.
Assistant Director Guile.
Present.
And Assistant Director Patel.
Director
Prince. Present. A quorum is present. So moving on to line item 4, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, cool. Seeing none, moving on to line item 5, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes to be approved at this time. So moving on to line item 6, reports. We're going to start with Programmer Alboron.
Great. Good morning, everyone. As of late, I've been working on homecoming events, some more love for the pack. Right now, we're just trying to get things situated with SAB, make sure we're following all of our safety rules and regulations before we proceed any further with anything. And then we'll be working on getting everything ordered, getting everything inputted into requests here in this coming week.
Awesome. Are there any questions for Programmer Alboron? Okay, cool. Seeing none, moving on to Programmer Barrera.
Hi everyone, I hope you all are having a great Monday so far. I've also just been working on my homecoming event, HowlFest, with Programmer Price. We've just been, you know, getting all the details together, and I've mainly been in contact with Doggy Style, food truck, trying to get them through the vendor system and get them approved. That seems to be going well. And then just making sure we have everything in the budget and hoping that gets approved today so that we can start buying all the stuff.
Awesome. Okay. Are there any questions for Programmer Barrera? Okay, cool. Moving on to Programmer DeForno. Do we have a report today? Okay. No report from Programmer DeForno today. Moving on to Programmer Gomez, I have her report, so I will be reading that out loud. So she says, good morning, everyone. Props to being here so early. I would be there if I didn't have an 8 a.m., but I've been working on Pack Powder Puff with Programmer Cheney, and planning has been going well. It is essentially a color powder run, but with Flag Football Incorporated and Ice Cream Social in honor of different awarenesses and history in the month of October. The first 150 students would be provided white t-shirts and should be able to choose two different colors each. We've reached out to Nevada Cares, Campus Wellness, and IDEA to table for some collaboration, and they are willing to. If you have any other people or organizations in mind that we can ask the table, please let me know. The location for this event, we've been looking at the quad and have been in contact with the president's office, which it's looking promising. If it does not fall through, our backup location, Manzanita Bowl, has been booked. Other than that, I'm so looking forward to homecoming week. Any questions that anyone wants me to relay back to Programmer Gomez? Okay, cool. For Programmer Cardonis, I did not receive a report from him, so we're just going to say no report for today. So moving on to Programmer Lockwood.
Hi everyone, I hope you all are doing well. This great 9:30 a.m. This week I've been focusing on getting donations from different places, just regarding flowers as well as fruit and stuff. I also spoke with the Joe pretty recently to coordinate the arrangements for the day of event. So I got all the tables and everything that secured. This Friday, I believe, Ryan's gonna meet with Sephora Lee to discuss sustainability working with us, but we didn't really know what's going on with that. But we just want to move everything forward pretty smoothly. And yeah.
Okay, cool. Any questions for Programmer Lockwood? Cool. Seeing none, we're going to be moving on to Programmer Price.
All right, good morning, everyone. Over the past few weeks, I've been working with Assistant Director Patel and Programmer Barrera to finalize our mock marketing for HowlFest. Programmer Barrera and I also collaborated on submitting POs, credit card requests, and vendor logistics, including Programmer Barrera, successfully working on our corn dog vendor. I've been placed in charge of fireworks for the event, and I'm currently working with Assistant Director Guile and Director Krentz to determine appropriate funding sources. Initially, we were going to launch them off the top of Wayland Parking Garage, but due to parking services rejecting our request, we have pivoted towards launching them in front of Lawler, which Lindsay Harris and I are in contact with athletics as we speak. Because of this ongoing process, my communications with Pyro Guys has been limited, but I expect to have more information to report soon. And then finally, Programmer Barrera and I will be attending the SEAB meeting this Wednesday at 11 a.m. to speak on behalf of our event and move it through the approval process.
Okay. Any questions for Programmer Price? All right. Seeing none, we're moving on to Assistant Director Guile.
Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Hi, everyone. Good morning. I'm sorry I could not be there. I woke up and couldn't move, so I decided to stay home today. My general report, me and Director Kranz, as well as Assistant Director Patel, put together our homecoming parade after party event budget together the other day, so that will be getting put through. We're really looking forward to that event, and we're kind of basing it off of what we had going on for Glow Pack Festival, so a lot of the same vendors, a lot of the same activities, just because they had really good feedback at the actual event. I put together pretty much everyone's budget from Welcome Week. I think there are just a couple of things that I still need, which I might reach out to you guys individually today just to make sure. And then outside of programming, I did join the student advisory board for the Joe Crowley. So if anyone has like any issues or concerns or things you want to see changed in the Joe, primarily because we work in there, let me know, because those are things that they are wanting us to bring up and address for the building and for the student body. So just let me know if there's anything concerning or any things you really like about the Joe. Other than that, we're just going to work on approving everyone's budget this week, and I'm excited to see what happens with homecoming week.
Okay, awesome. Any questions for Assistant Director Guile? Okay, cool. Seeing none, moving on to Assistant Director Patel.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you guys are having a great day, and I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. Since our last meeting, all the interns have been successfully paired up with their mentors. We've also been having our weekly internship meetings, where I've gone over all of the event planning steps and procedures so that everyone feels comfortable and clear on what to do as they're starting to plan out their intern events. I've also reached out to all the directors and ADs of each ASUN department to coordinate times for them to join our internship meetings to give interns the opportunity to hear directly about each department's work and gain valuable access and insights. On the marketing side, I've submitted the full set of homecoming inspiration materials to Inkblot, and they should be making progress on those designs over this week. Additionally, I'm working on the t-shirt designs for homecoming and making sure everything is finalized and ready on time.
Okay, awesome. Any questions for Assistant Director Patel? Okay, cool. Seeing none, moving on to my own report. I'm Director Krentz, for the record. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for meeting at 8:30 a.m. I'm so sorry we had to do it this early, but that, unfortunately, was the only time that almost everybody was available. But so far, I've kind of been busy with a lot of things on kind of the back end of everything. I've been talking a lot with the Alumni Association just regarding, like, PAC Midtown and the Homecoming Parade, just to see how collaborations between us can work for that. For PAC Midtown, I think we're set to table in front of the Emerson with them from like 5 to 10 p.m. We don't have to be there the entire time, but if we were there for like 2 hours, I think that would be pretty good. On top of that, I've also been working with both Assistant Director Guile and Assistant Director Patel, just working on the budget and everything for our homecoming after party. Like Assistant Director Guile was saying, we're going to have some vendors, we're going to have some activities for people to do, just so that people can kind of meet up after the parade and just like get some food in them. I think President Sandoval is going to make an address, and I believe Coach Choate is also going to be there. I'm unsure, but we'll see. But yeah, I've been looking through everybody's budgets so far for homecoming, and they all look good. I know a couple of you have SAAB coming up this Wednesday. I'll see if I can make it. I haven't gotten an email about it, but I might just pop in for it. Also, if anybody has any questions regarding if they did an SAB meeting last week, let me know. Just because I know things have been pretty hectic and kind of confusing with a couple of the new employees that we have doing SAB. So, but yeah, that's pretty much all I have. Any questions for me regarding any of that? No? Okay, cool. So we're going to be moving on to line item 7, old business. So we're going to be moving on to the homecoming after party budget, which I will read out. So it's going to be the homecoming parade after party. It's going to be held on October 19th, which is a Sunday. It'll be on the KC lawn from 7 to 9 p.m. We're expecting like 500 students right now, just based off of people who have signed up for the homecoming parade. And cost per student right now is $17.17. So line item 1 is going to be Rick's Pizza. We're allocating $200 for that. Line item 2 is going to be Cane's 3-finger combos. We allocated about $1,000 for that from Raising Cane's. For security, for line item 3, we've allocated $800 from ESI security. Line item 4 is UNR PD. We allocated about $800 because they did tell us that they were going to have a police presence there. Line item 5 is tacos. We allocated $200 from Letty's Taco Truck. Line item 6 is bands. We kind of have TBA listed for those just while we reach out to some people and get some quotes from them. Line item 7 is going to be activities. So line item 7A is going to be mechanical bowl, 7B is an obstacle course, and 7C is a rock wall, bringing the total for that to be $2,050 from Fun Events Nevada. Line item 8 is a stage system. It's going to be 12 by 24 feet. It's going to be $1,170 from Fun Events. Line item 9 is stage lighting, which will be $1,500 from Fun Events. Line item 10 is going to be water. We have 10 80 packs for $8.74 a piece, bringing that to $87.40 from Sam's Club. And line item 11 for our miscellaneous is going to be $780.74. So our total event budget is $7,807.40, and our total ASUN budget is $8,588.14. And then I'm just going to look for 3 questions regarding the budget. If anyone wants me to scroll down on the line. Programmer Barrera.
What time is President Sandoval coming?
It'll be at the very beginning of it, so it'll be at about 7 p.m. He'll be there for the parade, but I've been told he wants to like give like an address or something. I don't know if I can open the chat. So programmer DeForno said, is there a theme for the after party or is it following the theme from the parade at all? So it'll probably be following the theme of the parade just because the parade is Wild West themed. I'll probably talk to both the assistant directors about it, maybe even President Agubat, just to kind of see where we're going with that. So. Okay, I need one more question. Programmer Lockwood.
Do you know who you're looking at for bands?
Right now we're just looking at a couple people from like the Holland Project. Okay. I know like Charity Kiss right now is pretty big in the Reno scene, so maybe them. I don't know. We'll reach out and see. Okay, cool. Alrighty. Any other questions? Comments, concerns about the budget? Okay, cool. So with that, I am making a motion to pass the homecoming after party budget through unanimous consent. Assistant Director Patel.
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer Alberon.
Second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, cool. Seeing none, the motion passes. So we'll be moving on to line item 7B, some more love for the pack.
Okay. So this is some more love for the pack. Some more love for the pack. Get it? Okay. This will be taking place October 21st from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the Joe Plaza. We are expected to receive 300 students, and our cost per student is $9.76. So line item 1, fire pits, 6 of those for $51.99 to a total of $300.12 from Amazon. Line item 2, firewood, 24 count, 6 of those for $19.98, for a total of $119.88 from Home Depot. Line item 3, lighter fluid, 2 of those for $7.88, totaling for $15.76 from Walmart. Line item 4, graham crackers, party size, 14 of those for $6.94, for a total of $97.16 from Walmart. Marshmallow jumbo bag, 40 of those for $2.68 each, totaling up to $107.20 from Walmart. Item 6, Hershey chocolate bars. We're gonna get cookies and cream and regular, totaling for $99.40 from Walmart. And then item 7, gluten-free graham crackers, totaling for $9.16 from Walmart. S'more sticks, one pack of those from Amazon, totaling to $33.98. And then waters, totaling to $27.35 from Walmart. And then we're gonna be doing magnets for $300 for Mag Squared Memories. Line item 11, Wolfpack towels, 100 of those for $14.99 for $1,499 from Southern Blue Outfitters. Line item 12, cowboy bandana, blue and white, from Amazon, totaling to $51.98, with our MISC of 10% being $266.10, total event budget being $2,927.10, with our total ASUM budget being $3,202.67.
Okay, awesome. All right, I'm looking for 3 questions regarding the budget for this event. Or I guess just regarding this event. I guess I'll go first. I'm Dr. Grintz, for the record. So I see your guys' event location's just going to be in the Joe Plaza. Are you kind of just going to, like, place the fire pits kind of, like, around that sort of, like, circular area that it has?
Yeah, so we want to try to keep it on the cement area just to avoid any safety hazards of putting it on the grass. And then we want to use the grass in front of the Joe for, like, blankets and games and things like that.
Awesome. Okay. Assistant Director Guile, did you have a question?
Yeah, for the magnets in one of your line items, what are they going to have on them? Or, like, what are they for?
So, AD Patel and I are working on a design right now. They're just going to be Pack Pride magnets, because the whole idea is to pass out, you know, fun swag being Pack themed. And so we're working on a design. Those are custom magnets.
Okay, cool.
Director Grants, for the record, one more time. Just make sure that when you guys are purchasing the magnets, you'll have to go through the entire like approval process for printing.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind, just because I know that's held us back in the past.
Yes.
So. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Cool. Seeing that, I'm making a motion to pass the S'more Love for the Pack budget through unanimous consent. Programmer Lockman.
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer Barrera.
Second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, cool. Seeing none, the motion passes. So we will be moving on to line item 7C, Pack Powder Puff. I will be presenting that one just because Programmer Gomez is not here and Programmer Cheney cannot present. So it's going to be Pack Powder Puff. It's going to be on October 22nd. It will be on the quad. The time is from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The expected attendance is 500 students, with the cost per student being $4.11. So line item 1 is going to be a 50-pack of squeeze bottles. Those are going to be $18.99 a piece. They're going to be purchasing 19 of those. It's going to come out to $113.94 from Amazon. Line item 2 is 30 pounds of Color Run powder. It's going to be $189.99. They're going to be buying 2 of those. So that'll come out to $379.98, also from Amazon. Line item 3, they have a 12-pack of white t-shirts. They're buying 5 packs of smalls, 6 packs of the mediums, 2 packs of larges, and then 1 pack of extra large, coming out to $647.46 from Amazon. Line item 4 is a 40-pack of water. They'll be purchasing 4 of those for $3.98 a piece for $15.92 from Sam's Club. Line item 5 is going to be a 28-pack of Gatorade. They're going to be buying 4 packs of those at $16.28 a piece. It's going to come out to $65.12 from Sam's Club. Line item 6 is ice bags. They'll be buying 4 of those at $2.86 a piece, coming out to $11.44 from Sam's Club. Line item 7 is going to be snacks. So they have a Frito-Lay Classic mix. They will be purchasing 2 of those. They have a Flamin' Hot mix, also purchasing 2 of those. They're purchasing Mott's Fruit Snacks, 2 packs of those. They will also be purchasing 2 packs of Fruit Roll-Ups, totaling to $123.84 from Sam's Club. Line item 8 is going to be ice cream from Super Swirl, so it's going to be $700. And line item 9, their miscellaneous, comes out to $205.77 for their total event budget, coming out to $2,057.70, and the total ASUN budget coming out to $2,263.47. I will be looking for 3 questions, and I will answer them to the best of my capabilities from what I know about the event so far. Let me know if you want me to scroll down on the budget. Assistant Director Patel.
Do you know if they're going to have students pay for Super Swirl, or is it going to be like the first 100 students get it for free?
It should be the first however many students get it for free, since they're allocating $700 to it. I assume that's going to be like the prepaid stuff. I don't know if they'll actually run out of it for that amount of it, but yeah. Two more questions. Programmer Alberon.
So is it like a scheduled game, and is there going to be like some sort of ref, or how is that going to work?
I believe so. I believe they're going to have kind of signups available for it. I think the main idea of it is that it's going to be more so like a color run, kind of like people have done. Like, you know, there's like 5Ks where they like throw the powder at you. It's going to be kind of like that, but just like with like flag football instead. I assume if that doesn't work out, then we'll just kind of do signups as people like trickle into the event. We're hoping, since that it'll be on the quad, there will be more of an interest compared to like if it was on the Manzanita Bowl. Programmer Lachna.
Like, I know during Wolf It Down, they really didn't want Pancake Battle on the like quad, and they didn't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. Are we gonna have to clean up any powder that like is left on the quad? Are they gonna be upset if we don't?
So we've been in contact with the president's office and with facilities about everything. So the powder itself is like washable. So we could basically just take a hose to it and like wash it away if it's on the concrete or anything. Or if it's on the grass, we can like sweep it off the grass onto the concrete and like do it from there. At least that's what the description on Amazon says. We'll be testing it out before we actually like use it. But yeah, that's like... Okay, any other questions? Okay, cool. Seeing none, I'm making a motion to pass the Pack Powder Puff budget through unanimous consent. Assistant Director Patel.
So moved.
Is there a second? Programmer Lachman.
I second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, seeing none, the motion passes. So we will be moving on to line item 7D, Howlfest.
So, Howlfest will take place on October 23rd on the Keysing Lawn from 5 to 7:30. We have an expected attendance of 550 students, with the cost per student being $7.49. Line item 1, we're going to be getting Rick's Pizza. We're going to get 19 16-inch pepperoni, 19 16-inch cheese, and then we've put the tip in there as well, for a total of $1,084.62. Line item 2, Doughboy Donuts. We're going to get 25 dozen donuts. We've included the tip in there for a total of $544.81. The corn dogs from Doggy Style Corn Dogs, we're buying 100 for them, and we got that for $700, but including the tip, it'll be $805. And then after the first 100 are passed out, students can start buying them for the normal price. And then line item 3/4, candy. We're getting 2 candy bags for $15.98 each, and then 2 chocolate bags for $21.98 each, which brings the total to $75.92. For refreshments, we're getting water. We're getting 10 packs for $3.98 each. We're getting 6 packs of juices for $11.98 each, and then we're getting 3 packs of chips for $18.48 each, which brings that total to $167.12. Craft supplies, we're getting mini pumpkins. We're getting 50 for $2.62 each, and then we're getting paints. We're getting 4 packs for $6.47 each, which brings that total to $156.88. Cotton candy floss sugar, we're getting a 2-pack, has a strawberry and blue raspberry flavor in there, and that total is $43.99. The Orville 8-pound popcorn kernels, we're getting 4 of those for $13.28 each, which brings that total to $53.12. And then the popcorn seasoning, an 8-count, is $23.99. And then we've allocated money to buy 35 parking spots, which brings that to $315. That was mainly for the fireworks, but that might get changed. And then UNRPD, they have requested that we get 2 CSOs, and we'll be paying them $44.50 each per hour, which brings that total up to $311.50. Our MISC is $537.29, which brings our total event budget to $3,581.95, and our total ASUN budget to $4,119.24. We did, because we wanted to give ourselves an extra cushion.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's a plan to use those, so, yeah, that's okay. The plan. So I guess we'll see what we can get out of it and then go from there, so.
It's okay.
It's okay, we're good.
I guess I'll have to go for the record. You guys are in contact already with the Doggy Style Food Truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have they started the entry process yet?
Yeah, we've been in, contact with them pretty much every day, including Lindsay Harris and BCN and that, just so that we can get that moving. Yesterday they sent in everything that they need to send in, so now we're just waiting for Lindsay Harris to approve that. But from my understanding, they were already going through the approval process prior to us reaching out to them, so really just getting that certificate of insurance was the last step. So hopefully Lindsay can get that going today.
Okay, awesome. And then
yeah.
If they're asking for a deposit, you should tell them they need to complete the process before we can do it.
Okay.
Because they need to complete it in order to just get paid, period.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Any other comments, questions, concerns?
Do you know how much the corn dogs are, like, regularly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were saying from like $10 to $11 is the normal price. They were originally going to charge us $900 for 100, and then we got that down to $700 for 100. So we're getting about like a 30% discount on that. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Okay, cool. So I'm making a motion to pass the HowlFest budget through the Unanimous Consent.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, seeing none, the motion passes. Alright, so that was our last kind of old business budget. So moving on to one item 8, new business. We're going to be discussing the following events. So item A is going to be PAX Giving. This is an intern-led Thanksgiving event meant to work them into the process of planning events for the student body. And then line item 8B is going to be Skate the Stress Away. It's going to be an intern-led finals week event to help immerse the program interns into the process of planning events for the student body. And then I do have a budget for the PAX Giving event.
Intern Espinosa for the record. So the event name is Thanksgiving. The date is going to be on November 19th
with the event location at the Joe Carly Student Union Ballrooms. The time will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We expect around 150 attendees. And the cost per student is at $4.23 right now. Line item number one is pumpkin pie. We're expecting to buy around 15 of those at $5.98 a piece. Comes out to $89.70 for the amount at Sam's Club. Line item number two is popcorn. We expect to buy 15 of those at $5.37 a piece, with the amount being $80.55 at Walmart. Line item number three is bottled water. We need four of those at $8.98 a piece. The amount is $35.92 at Sam's Club. Line item number four is vanilla. Line item number four is Snickerdoodle Stroop waffles. Yes. Okay, yes. I believe this is the outdated version.
Just read this one out for now.
Okay.
So then we can kind of get stuff submitted for credit card costs.
Okay.
And then for your new one, if you guys want anything now, add it to it. I just need it by tomorrow.
Okay. So the Snickerdoodle Strip Waffles, we expect to buy 12 of them at $12.99 a piece, coming out to $155.88 at Walmart. Line item number five, vanilla syrup. We need two of those at $5.14 a piece. Comes out to $10.28 for the amount at Walmart. Line item number six, salted caramel syrup. We need two of those at $5.14 a piece. Comes out to $10.28 for the amount at Walmart. Line item number seven, French vanilla coffee creamer, $12.62 a piece. The amount, of course, at Sam's Club. Line item number eight, A&W root beer. We need one of those at $15.98 for the amount. Come to that at Sam's Club. And then line number nine is miscellaneous, 10%, $39.32. The total event budget is $393.27. The total ASU on budget is $432.59.
So I'm
going to
be looking
for 3 questions. What are being made with all of these items?
So we're making a dirty soda. I do have, this isn't, like we said, an outdated version. On the newer one, we changed from the root beer to Pepsi, and we're making dirty sodas.
Okay.
Seemed like the best venue for it. We wanted it inside, and it seemed like a large enough area for the amount of attendees we would expect. Yeah, so we're going to have, different little areas where we're going to be playing, card games. We're just kind of different areas where we're having games, as well as, the food and then the drinks. So we're going to have different stations.
Any other questions? Okay, cool. Seeing none, I'm making a motion to pass the PAX-giving budget through the United States. Is there a second? This is 30%. I said yes. Then the budget passes. So congratulations to all our interns.
And then, like I said, next week I'll put the re-amended budget on there so that we're good to go. Okay, cool. And then, moving on to line item 9, public comment. Are there any public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none, moving on to line item 10, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting on Monday, September 22nd at 9:10 a.m. In person in the Frankie Siddle Pop-Up President's Conference Room, as well as over Teams.